Title I of the Stafford Act, emergency means any occasion or instance for which, in the determination of the president...
Determined by the president. Any instance?
As long as we can make the argument that this saves lives, it protects health and safety.
Well, unemployment leads to crime, to malnutrition, to improper medical care.
There's no doubt it'll be challenged in the courts.
Well, even so, by the time that happens, people will see what America Works looks like. Tell me, in your legal opinion, is there enough leeway here?
Yes, the language is sufficiently vague. But just to be clear, this is completely unorthodox. No president has ever tried to reappropriate funds this way.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's all I need.
The states won't go for this. Too radical. And if I call just one governor who says no and leaks it to the press, Congress will be on my ass before I get this out of the gates. But the District of Columbia...
No governor.
Just you, the mayor. Now, Barney, I know this puts you out on a ledge.
I love it. I love everything about it. We have to fight Congress for every dollar in our budget each year. My people see me take the money they won't give us. Well, I just won re-election.
This is why you put a brawler like Barney Hull in office, aside from paying a debt. Add up 50 governors and 535 members of Congress, you don't come close to the gumption of one bold mayor. I want people registering for jobs in every part of the city as soon as possible before the court challenges bubble up.
What about one big tent right in front of the Capitol? Make Congress see the people line up all the way back to the Lincoln Memorial.
Can we do something by July 4th?
You bring the fireworks, I'll bring the people.
Good morning. Please sit. I know Remy has just briefed you all, so aside from the Secretary of Homeland Security, who is no longer with us, does anyone else object to this plan? Good. Until a new secretary is confirmed, FEMA will report directly to me. Thank you all very much.
Unemployment doesn't constitute a natural disaster, Mr. President.
The Stafford Act gives me full authority to define an emergency.
But, sir, we've only got about $3 billion left in the disaster relief fund, and we're about to go into hurricane season.
So we use the $3 billion that's there, and if a hurricane hits, Congress replenishes the funds, just as they always do.
When it comes to a disaster, every hour counts, sir. If we're waiting around for Congress to
pass... Mr. Silva, this is moving forward.
People could die, Mr. President.
People are dying because they don't have jobs. Slower than a flood or an earthquake, but dying just the same.
You can't compare unemployment to a Cat 4 hurricane.
I came to your office because I want this to remain your office. There's a reason three presidents have kept you here. You're dedicated, you're relentless, you're exceptionally competent. If we have to stretch dollars even further, you're the man to do it. It's either you or someone far less experienced.
The two of you are about to head to Iowa at the end of the week.
That's right. 18 counties this trip. By January, I plan on hitting all 99. John will join me at every event until his husband is released.
Have you had any contact with Michael since his arrest?
The Russian government has refused. They won't even let him speak to a lawyer.
That's why it's important John join me. We need to keep the pressure up on Moscow.
You know, gay rights is controversial in many parts of the country. Do you think that appearing with Corrigan's husband could possibly hurt you?
I think the American people want a candidate who doesn't dodge, who is truthful about where she stands, not someone who shies away from controversy.
It's one thing to shy away from controversy, it's another thing to court it.
Well, Michael was arrested for speaking his mind. If defending free speech is controversial, then we're no better than Russia.
I wish that there were more people in our government defending it.
Are you talking specifically about the Underwood administration?
I think the president could do more.
Now, the White House has said that they've been speaking directly with the Kremlin, that they, and I quote here,
have to tackle this issue as it relates to the larger diplomatic relationship between the two nations.
Mm-hmm. Then why haven't we seen any evidence of those talks?
When I'm president, the American people can rest assured that I will take my oath to defend and protect our citizens seriously. Do you believe
what do you
that
think
the
about
administration
it?
Isn't taking that oath seriously?
Dunbar?
Yeah.
I believe that the administration could do better.
You worked for Underwood.
The American people would
not
be
anymore.
And you envision yourself.
I won't be offended.
I'm not here to camp.
I thought about what she has to say.
Would you vote for her?
I'm just here to support.
I don't know. Am I? Yeah. Probably would.
How soon?
Tomorrow.
We're going to get hit hard on this.
I didn't get a hit on Corgan.
You saw Vieira?
Denmark's smart. She's running against us before we even run it.
She'll attack us on the FEMA thing, too.
The letter. At least we're controlling the narrative.
When we first spoke, you mentioned early fall.
Look, Dunbar's got momentum because no one's challenging her, but once we drop the FEMA plan, that'll take her off message. And your candidacy will distract her. It's a 1-2 punch. We'll start bleeding away the woman's vote.
I'm just not sure how smart it is to rush into a campaign with
so little
preparation.
This isn't a real campaign.
But it needs to look like one.
I thought you wanted to be on my ticket.
It's my reputation at stake. I don't want to look foolhardy.
Look, no one...
Mayor's announcing in the morning. Seth's working with his office.
You see, Jackie, this is perfect timing. The FEMA plan goes into action. You announce in a couple of weeks. You say you had to run. President Underwood is being reckless with FEMA. You come out against me and America Works, and you steal Dunbar's thunder.
And then I flip-flop when I pull out and you put me on the ticket.
By then, 50,000 people will have jobs, and it won't look like a flip-flop. It'll look like you saw the light. Now, look, why don't you go off with Remy and you discuss the details and just give it some thought before you decide.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Let's talk him off.
My biggest concern is funding. I couldn't fly coach to Iowa.
Well, you just unpack money roll on your way. It should be enough to get you started.
If I run, it shouldn't be half-assed.
Which is why we should talk about this.
You want a candidate with a family.
We are after the woman vote.
Alan and I have already talked about it.
You have?
Yeah. We joked about getting married on our first date. I get 2 kids without stretch marks. And when I mentioned I might run, it stopped becoming a joke.
Is Alan open to it?
It was his idea.
And what about you?
We do love each other.
He seems like a good guy.
Yes. And his children are wonderful. You should think about getting hitched.
Should we talk timeline?
For marriage?
The campaign.
This is far from an offer. This is a conversation, and it's a conversation that never happened.
I took the back door in. I'll take the back door out.
We keep you off the payroll this quarter. It would start officially September 30th.
Next quarter's FEC filings. It's fine. What are you thinking in terms of salary?
$22,000 per quarter.
That's way below what I'm worth, even in this state.
What do you think's appropriate?
$250 and 3 points on the ambi.
And that's beyond our means.
No, it's not. It's a drop in the bucket from your state.
You said you wanted in because you believed in this campaign.
That's right.
Sounds like it's more about money.
It's about being valued. $250 and the points is a bargain. I want to work for you, just not as a beggar.
We don't trust you yet, Doug. We don't even halfway trust you, so you are a beggar.
And you shouldn't trust me until I prove myself. That's a gamble you don't get to take without putting chips on the table.
Cynthia and I will discuss.
Thank you for your time.
Let me check first. Okay, it's clear.
What do you think?
Well, I take the gamble.
I don't want us to start making decisions from a position of weakness. That is how you lose.
I think we're inviting the fox into the hen house.
Anyone who wants to be a mole accepts the first offer without question. He's negotiating.
So you actually believe him?
Not necessarily. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't have value.
We're not going to need anything. Kate Baldwin, the one and only.
I thought I heard somebody in here.
Welcome to the White House. Or welcome back, I should say.
It feels smaller than I remember.
Where do they have you sitting?
Right there, second row.
Oh. I would have thought you wanted first row.
I heard you spit when you talk. What's the president speaking about tomorrow?
You don't waste a minute, do you?
Nope.
I gotta say, I was surprised that the Telegraph sent you to cover the White House. I mean, who leaves the London Bureau?
Isla was a protege of mine.
I see. So now they bring in the big guns.
Just one gun, but big enough. Don't get any ideas.
About what?
This is gonna stay around my neck. Can't boot two reporters in a row from the Telegraph, certainly not two women.
I have no desire to do that. It's an honor to work with you. Pulitzer, Peabody, get yourself a Nobel, you'll have a trifecta.
Oh, you're almost charming.
Kate, I'm not your enemy here.
You punished Isla for doing good work. She hit hard and you hit back, fair enough. Well, I'm going to hit twice as hard as she ever did because I can and because someone should.
I look forward to it.
You're such a terrible liar. I'll see you bright and early.
You've got a minute.
Sure.
Is the draft for the statement tomorrow. I want it to be perfect. Congress will fire back, all guns blazing, and I'm sure Dunbar will make a meal and a half out of it, but I gotta say, I feel good to be on the offensive. If I can't scrape the money together behind the scenes, I'll rob the bank in broad goddamn daylight. We'll cram America Works down their throats and watch them choke. Enough tiptoeing.
Here.
Oh, these changes are good.
Makes me happy to see you excited.
I feel free again.
I wish I felt the same.
A resolution?
Just some last-minute hand-holding, but I think we'll get there.
I have complete confidence in you. Do you like this room?
It's fine.
You know, I haven't spent the night here yet. Maybe I could...
My plane leaves at 7. I should probably get some sleep.
You watch the news tomorrow. Should be fun.
I will.
Good night.
I served the Metro Police. I've seen robberies, murders. I've seen the blight of drugs. I've seen little kids whose only meal each day was the one they get at school. You know what's at the root of all that? Folks don't have jobs. There are 60,000 unemployed people in Washington. It's a disaster. And it's a disgrace here in the nation's capital. So this morning... President's urging, I am declaring a state of emergency in the District of Columbia. And I am formally requesting $3 billion from FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund to put people back to work.
Motherfucker.
Anyone, and I mean anyone, who registers for work in the District of Columbia will be guaranteed a job. I'm working with my cabinet to increase workforce devoted to infrastructure, maintenance, and repair. The Defense Department will ramp up recruitment and civilian employment, and any private sector companies who hire AmWorks registrants will get up to $45,000 toward the yearly salary of each job that they create. Our goal
is full employment within 12 months. Our hope is that success in Washington will convince Congress to fund America Works nationwide. Now I'll take a few questions.
Madam Ambassador, a word, please.
Excuse me.
We are withdrawing support to the peacekeeping resolution.
Why?
Because Israel is. Palestine is open to the plan, but without consensus.
This came directly from Jerusalem.
Yes, the foreign minister.
Nothing came from Eliana.
No, but I came to speak to her.
I'll speak to her myself. Thank you, Hassan.
Thank you, Ambassador.
Moscow is threatening to sell arms to Iran.
They always make that threat.
Well, the feeling in Jerusalem is that this resolution might push them over the edge. It's not worth the risk.
Why didn't you come to me? The vote's in 2 hours.
I got the call 30 minutes ago.
Russia doesn't want to be humiliated because we did this without them. We know it's a bluff on their part.
The Prime Minister feels that this vote is just symbolic, that the U.S. won't actually contribute troops.
Oh, no, we will absolutely follow through once it's passed.
Prime Minister has his doubts. I'm sorry, it's out of my hands.
Claire. Ambassadress, I need you to withdraw the resolution. We lost consensus. I need to postpone the vote until we get it back.
Secretary Travers is a good example.
Homeland Security?
Former secretary, I should say.
He's done?
They haven't announced, but Steve called me. Said he stood up to the president on this FEMA nonsense.
Homeland Security has jurisdiction over FEMA now.
Right. The president demanded his letter of resignation right then and there. This is all off the record.
Yeah.
Paul's got a big mouth.
So it's true.
This is off the record?
Completely.
Let me call you on my encrypted phone.
My number's blocked, so...
This is Homeland Security.
I have your number.
Mr. Secretary.
It's true. I resign.
Why are you still in the office?
Punching the clock until the White House wants to go public.
Why wouldn't you go public yourself if you're so against policy?
I serve at the pleasure of the president.
I have Landry on background. I'm writing about the resignation.
And I can't stop you. But there won't be a quote from me.
Don't let the administration off the hook. This is an opportunity to speak out.
You don't have the career I've had by criticizing your bosses publicly, no matter how strongly you feel. Talk to Arnie Silva, the FEMA administrator. He's more disgusted by all this than I am.
People's lives are in the balance, and he doesn't care. Our projections for the next 12 months. We're in a La Nina phase, which means falling temperatures in the Pacific. We expect at least two major landfalls this season. Homes destroyed, billions in damage, tens of thousands without power. And that's just hurricanes. If we get a major earthquake or flood or forest fire, it's all in there.
Has he asked you to resign?
He threatened it. But I said I'd cooperate.
Why?
Nobody has more experience. I couldn't forgive myself if I left.
As you just said, the relief fund is depleted.
People will suffer. But on my watch, fewer will suffer.
I need a quote, Mr. Silva.
I can't do that.
People could die. You have a responsibility. The president has built a culture of silence and fear. I can end with you.
That folder will speak louder than anything I could say.
two front-page bylines on the same day for Miss Baldwin, you kicked out a pit bull, and you let in a dragon.
I didn't think the Telegraph would send someone like her.
Well, maybe you just didn't think.
You wanted me to implement discipline, sir, to send a message, and so I did.
Well, they've sent back an even stronger message, haven't they?
I take responsibility for that, sir, and I will do my best to keep her in line.
Your best?
It's the top bureau chief. She's untouchable. I don't want to pretend that I can control her 100%.
Travers?
Denied speaking with her, but it must be him. I don't think anybody else in the cabinet would.
Let's confirm his resignation. No point in keeping it a secret now. Tell Steve he can vacate his office.
And what about Silver? The details on the disaster projections are very inside baseball.
We can't fire him. If there's a hurricane, he's the only guy that can keep a disaster from becoming a catastrophe. And what's Dunbar saying?
Nothing yet, publicly. She's probably letting this play out.
Letting me dig my own grave. We have to sell America Works.
It should sell itself once we got people employed.
Well, that's the idea, but we don't stop there.
Commercials and billboards?
On whose money? And even so, we need more than ad buys. We need the philosophy behind it. We need something of substance. We need something... We need something that will capture the imagination. Either of you play Monument Valley?
What's that?
It's a video game.
I don't play them, sir.
I sold my Xbox on eBay. It's too addictive.
No, it's not a console game. You both read this and then tell me you wouldn't want to play this.
I'd say there's 9 consultants in the country who truly know foreign policy. Me, I'm number 1. Me in a coma is number 2. But that still leaves 7 who are cheaper.
I value good counsel, and I'm smart enough to know what I don't know.
What will be your assessment of us so far?
You're making a big stink out of this Michael Corrigan thing, but that's just surface. You have to understand why Corrigan got arrested.
Petrov's appealing to his traditional base.
No. This is about the Jordan Valley.
I don't follow.
Retaliation. It goes back to the summit a couple of months ago. Look, this is the Jordan Valley. All right, hold on. I'll make it easier. That's the valley, right there. Occupied by Israel since 1967, it's been a major roadblock in any peace accord with the Palestinians.
Underwood sends peacekeeping troops, the Israelis leave, the Palestinians are happy.
That's not that simple. Everyone gets hung up on this little patch of land, 10 miles by 40, but you have to look outwards. Past Jordan and Syria, past Iraq, here, to the Caucasus. That's Russia's sphere of influence. They don't see the peacekeeping force as a Middle East issue. They see it as strategic deployment of U.S. troops less than 1,000 miles from their southern border.
So you're saying Corrigan's a pawn, a play for leverage?
More of a first salvo. Moscow wants to show it's serious about fighting this resolution. Now, if I had to guess, Underwood tried to bring Russia into the mix during the summit. Get involved early on as partners. And when Petrov didn't play ball, Underwood went on the offensive, which is a huge gamble.
Tell me how.
Nobody wants UN troops there, not the Israelis, not the Palestinians, not the Arabs. They're playing along because the U.S. is pressuring them. But just one little thing needs to go wrong, and you've got a tinderbox where everyone's holding matches.
So why is he following this course of action at all?
Because he's smart.
You just said...
He's being too smart. If it pays off, hey, he wins a Nobel Prize. But if it backfires, he leaves himself wide open. And that's when you need to hit him hard. A disastrous foreign policy that made the world more dangerous. And he had his wife, with zero foreign policy experience, lead the goddamn charge.
I'd like to bring you aboard, Joe. When can you start?
I believe I already did.
I'll get the paperwork over to you later today.
Let me ask, who referred me?
You have quite a reputation.
Yeah, for being an asshole. Somebody you respect must have recommended me highly.
A former Underwood staffer.
I never worked with any of his people.
Which is one of the reasons he recommended you.
Touché. What is this?
A list of the Russian officials who will be sanctioned if you sell a single truckload of arms to Iran.
I didn't even make the top 10.
These sanctions can and will escalate.
And then what?
We build a coalition to impose their own sanctions.
And then what?
Alexei, you know what an economic crisis that would be for Russia.
Like the trade war you waged with China?
Except in our case, only 3% of exports go to the U.S., and Europe needs our natural gas. They won't forfeit that over a few short-range missiles to Iran.
Oh, you don't want to challenge us on the armament of a terrorist state.
We'll never be presented with that problem. You can't assure the Israelis you'll provide troops. The president doesn't have the support of either party in Congress. No troops, no Israel, no Israel, no consensus. No consensus, no resolution.
I will get this resolution passed. Don't underestimate my ability or desire to do so.
I've indulged your enthusiasm long enough. You're a bit of more than you can chew, Claire. Leave this to the professionals and let your little resolution die a painless death. The truth is, you have no business being ambassador any more than I do being first lady. That's a very nice dress, by the way.
She stabbed the floor with a broom. Karaoke. Every Wednesday. Some tone-deaf, drunk girl mutilating Britney Spears. She knew they couldn't hear the broom in the bar below. But we all need a ritual. And this was hers. Three short thrusts, wood on wood, a hollow sound, which accomplished nothing. David would be home soon. It's too hot, he'd say. She opened the window. The music was so loud, she couldn't ignore it.
Is she going to buy the new one?
I will, on my Kindle, but will you please sign this?
You should make it out to me.
Leslie, L-E-S-L-E-Y. Scorpio totally changed my life. The energy and the anger. It's my favorite book of yours. Probably my favorite book, period.
Make sure you read the new one. Who should I make it out to?
It's a perversion of the Stafford Act, and you know it.
It's a reading of the Stafford Act. We read it differently.
You can't just raid funds that Congress appropriated for a specific use, then use them however you want.
Clearly, I can.
This is a direct challenge to Congress, Mr. President. Bob and I have agreed. Both parties will fight you on this.
Well, at least I'm cultivating bipartisanship. Gentlemen, I don't want to do this, but what choice have you left me?
Our branch is here to check yours. If we didn't feel America Works warranted taxpayer money, then it's not fit to be law.
Now, look, this is the first time that the leaders of both parties have met with me in one room. And not because I didn't invite you, but because you declined.
So, now that we're here, let's make the most of it. I'm willing to walk back on FEMA if we can discuss putting AmWorks on the floor.
You bullied us on the education bill.
And the government freeze.
It's not going to work this time.
Oh, you watch it work and then tell me it didn't.
We're drafting a law saying this use of the DRF is illegal.
And who's going to enforce that law?
We were ready to impeach one president. We'll do the same with you, if necessary.
And put Donald Blythe in this office. You know he's not up for the job. Congress would get killed for malpractice. As crooked as you may think I am, you know I can handle the pressure, and you know Donald can't. So pass your law, I'll veto it, and when you overrule me in the Senate, we'll let the third branch decide.
Don't declare war on Congress, Mr. President.
Not on Congress. I'm declaring war on atrophy.
But these days, who could tell the difference?
So how about this? I'll order pizza.
When it gets here, I bring it into this room with a paper towel draped over my arm. Voila, just like room service.
You don't let your kids eat pizza.
Well, because I've seen what it does to a carotid artery. You're not my kids.
Do you think they like me?
I adore you. Matt asked if you could teach him how to drive.
Really?
Yeah, he says you'd be less judgmental.
Do you want to get married?
To you or in general?
I'm serious.
So where'd this come from?
We've talked about it.
Mm.
We say, I love you. I want a husband. You want a wife. This works, the two of us, don't you think?
It's very romantic.
Let me pass romance.
I bought you a ring.
Why didn't you say anything?
It's the element of surprise. It's kind of the point, isn't it? It's in my glove compartment. I can go get it if you want.
No, I want you to order the pizza. We can do the whole ring thing tomorrow. Hey.
Hey, when did you get in? A
couple of hours ago.
Well, come and sit down. I feel like I haven't seen you for what? Has it been 3 days?
4, I think.
It's just all been a big blur.
Same in New York.
Any luck?
They're like a broken record, Francis.
Do I need to call the Prime Minister?
Oh, I think it's going to take more than a phone call.
Tell me.
Well, that's not why I'm here, actually. So much has been going on the past few months, we hardly have time to talk.
Here, use this.
I feel bad about the other night when you wanted to sleep in my bed.
Oh, that. You shouldn't.
I don't know why I started sleeping in there.
Well, if I remember correctly, you had a cold.
But why I stayed?
You don't have to explain.
I want you to know that I love you. It has nothing to do with that. I love you as much as ever.
Not another word.
Let's finish talking about Israel in the morning.
You said more than a phone call.
They need it in stone, Francis, that we'll contribute troops.
An executive order.
Congress won't be happy.
They're already not happy. I spat in one eye, I might as well spit in the other. Consider it done.
And I've heard more than a few.
I appreciate you saying that, sir. I know Iowans aren't easily impressed.
What you said about integrity? Well, if you can bring that to Washington, I'll caucus for you.
One supporter at a time. That's how we'll win this.
And that young man, I feel for him. He's an inspiring individual.
John, there's someone I want you to meet. Your name, sir?
Clive Reynolds.
Mr. Reynolds, nice to meet you.
I'm praying for your husband. It's awful he's still stuck over there.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for coming out. You could have just called.
Hey, July 4th in D.C. Also want to see you in action.
What do you think?
I need her to leave.
I'll meet you at the car.
Heather.
Cynthia.
Mrs. Underwood asked me to destroy it. I didn't.
You should have.
She lied on national television.
I am not running that sort of campaign.
It's good to know it's available.
I would never do that to another woman, and neither would Cynthia.
Cynthia was a good choice for your manager. She'll run a top-notch operation. But you need someone who's willing to do the things that people like her won't do.
When you asked me for a job, you said you wanted to turn over a new leaf.
I have a certain skill set, Miss Dunbar. For me, turning over a new leaf is using my skills for the right reasons, like putting you in office. 150, 1 point on the Abbey.
No points. But I'll do a 100,000 win bonus if we get the nomination.
I'm in. You can tell the president. August 19th.
We wanted you to announce a lot earlier than that.
No, not the announcement. This.
Cardiology's good money.
Aren't you going to say congrats?
Never seen you be this girly.
I'm fucking diamond. I'm allowed to be a little girly.
Congratulations. I'm happy for you both.
Are you? Sorry. That wasn't fair.
Maybe we should talk about dates for announcing the campaign.
Yeah, I have a few ideas. Let me pull up my calendar. Week after next seems to be the best option.
You have plans tonight? For the fireworks?
Alan and I are taking his kids.
Right. Makes sense. You were saying about a week after next.
The ambassador's inside.
Did you want me to go in there?
She's just putting on makeup.
I can wait until she comes out.
She's going straight to her plane. If you don't mind. Alexei.
The day got away from me, so I have to head down to D.C. for the July 4th celebration.
Oh, you may consider me an ambassador from the men's room.
Don't make me laugh. I'll have to start over. Good?
Quite.
Alexei, I think we've gotten off on the wrong foot. We need to find a better way to work together.
Are you letting go of the resolution?
I've?
Perfect.
It's always nice to have a man's opinion. You were right, by the way. Israel won't back us unless we commit troops. You called my bluff, Alexei, and I shouldn't have insulted you with one in the first place.
I'll be outside when you finish.
The president signed an executive order this morning. 5,000 U.S. military reassigned to permanent standby for U.N. peacekeeping operations. Jerusalem has been informed.
Your husband doesn't have that kind of authority.
It's occupied territory. He's not deploying on sovereign land. So, as commander-in-chief,
He doesn't need congressional approval. Israel's back on board again, Alexei, so the moment you sell arms to Iran, we will shoot the planes out of the sky, the trucks off the road, and the ships out of the water. Now, maybe you'd be able to afford sanctions, but you sure as hell can't afford a war. Come back to the table. Engage us in good faith, or the resolution goes to a vote next week.
I have always been willing to talk.
Not you and I. President to president. Oh, and we need Michael Corrigan released also.
I'll communicate your message to Moscow.
Please, hand me a towel, would you? What a gentleman.
You ever been to the White House before?
When I won the National Book Award. Nancy was a fan.
I'm surprised. That story doesn't exactly revere family values.
She's got the astrologer in her. I think she liked the title more than anything.
Scorpio was a very good book.
Still pays the rent.
Have a seat.
Why am I here, Mr. President?
Remy briefed you.
He said you needed a book. He didn't say about what?
America Works. Not just the policy, but the origins. How a boy grew up in a dirt-poor shithole and climbed his way out through hard work. The story of dignity, the pride that comes with one's labor.
Propaganda.
You could call it that.
This sort of thing. It's not my wheelhouse. You need a salesman, not a novelist.
Whoever you are, whoever you think you are, believe that you're also a silent princess. Your name is Ida. Your journey is one through a forgotten landscape of twisting staircases and morphing castles, atop floating stones defiantly crossing an angry sea, within dimly lit caverns, cobwebbed with ruins M.C. Escher could only grasp at in a dream state.
You read my video game reviews?
I tend to play shoot-em-ups. The indie games don't really interest me. I need adrenaline and action. But when I read this, I had to try it. If you can convince me to be a silent princess with just 100 words, imagine how many millions you can convince with this book. You are a salesman, Thomas.
I wasn't trying to sell anything. Just describe my experience.
Well, that's exactly what I want you to do with my story. No sales pitch, just your honest curiosity. Besides, these kinds of books are always so boring, so safe. I want something different, something unique. Your voice.
I don't even know if I believe in your program.
Come with me. I want to show you something. Washington Mall is the real field of dreams. 3,000 people have registered since we set up shop this morning. Now, that's what I call a 4th of July party. And we're going to keep the party going round the clock, 24-7, till everyone in D.C. who wants a job can make their way down here and sign up. Have a look. Do you see that line of people?
Yeah, more extent.
It stretches from there all the way to the Lincoln Memorial. They started lining up before sunrise.
It's really something.
Thomas, at best, I'm going to be a footnote in history if I can't help those people. At worst, I'll be a joke. I am those people. I want you to tell that story. What do you say?
I don't know.
What's your gut say?
That you don't add up? And I'm intrigued.
But not sold.
Not yet.
Well, I'll pay you well, and at the very least, this sort of access is worth its weight in gold, isn't it?
So the First Lady's back.
I have to go give my 4th of July speech before the fireworks.
How quickly would you need the book?
By January.
I've never written anything in less than a year.
Well, you don't strike me as someone who shies away from a challenge.
I'd need to be able to write it the way I want to write it.
Absolutely. Look, take your time. Enjoy the view. Meacham will show you out when you're done. And I promise, if you say yes, you won't regret it. No writer worth his salt can resist a good story. Just as no politician can resist making promises he can't keep.
Victor, we'd be honored to accept the invitation. Yes, I agree. There's much to discuss. I'll have my office reach out to the Kremlin. We'll find dates that work for both of us. Thank you. Well, you should get some sleep. It's late over there. Good night.
Hold off on the vote?
Until we sit down, but we keep it in our back pocket.
Michael Corgan?
They're going to release him when we visit. You made a miracle happen.
We did.
When they declared independence, understood the power of the individual, the value of self-determination. They freed us from tyranny. They proved...
He is a tyrant.
I don't know. There's a lot of people out there who might be onto something.
Executive order for UN troops. He's out of control.
He's doing something. Walker didn't do shit.
Oh, I think we replaced a dud with an atom bomb.
They had to fight to secure their freedom, and now we have to fight to maintain it. The freedom to work. The freedom to live with dignity. The freedom to hope. Thank you, and God bless the United States of America.